Hey everybody, this is Peter, and it is time for the new and newer music show. I play new music for you every Sunday night from 9 to 10. This week, lots of cool stuff. Got the newest from Metz and Our Girl and Pillow Queens. But let's start off with the newest from Dor Mokhtar. This is Funeral for Justice.
Yeah. It's okay, you've done it before. It's okay, and it's okay that no one cares about you, and no one cares about me. Cause what is care anyway? I don't know who's to say. The more I think about it now, I'm just a book you throw away. Cause you don't know what I'm about, yeah, you don't know, and you don't care.
WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, so we just heard the newest from Gabby Lima and Tanya Donnelly. Before that, newest from Hannah Vu with Care. And we start off the sets with a new one from Dor Mokhtar. They're a Nigerian band, and actually they just played Pittsburgh recently at the Carnegie Museum, or the Carnegie Music Hall? Yeah, that's it. And that album was Funeral for Justice, and they actually just came out with another one, which is just acoustic versions of that album, but I like the original better. I like the guitars. Speaking of guitars, this is Metz.
Yeah. Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
They showcased a sense of love that I never had before. I mean, he's not only my parent, like he's like my best friend.
At the end of the day, it's all been worth it. I wouldn't change a thing about our lives.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. This is Peter, and you're listening to the New and Newer Music Show. We just heard some new music. That was the newest from Raya Tropical. That was Cartagena. Before that, Our Girl with Relief. And we started off the set with Metz with Entwined Streetlight Buzz. And Metz is awesome. They're always putting out loud guitar-centered music. So this is Gaglum.
Stay.
All right, so that was the newest from Pax. That was Say My Name. Before that, a really sweet song from Julie Byrne. That was Sleepwalker. I like that track. Before that, Star Effer with Always / Never. And we start off the set with G Glum with Splat. And I like that too. That was cool. Hey, we got some great shows here on WRCT that you should check out. Tune in to Forbes Avenue, WRCT's newest public affairs program. Here, engaging guests talk about the arts, social issues, and intriguing topics with a focus on Pittsburgh, and meet some fascinating people along the way. That's Forbes Avenue, Tuesdays at 8:30 a.m. right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. And another cool show we have on here is Yard Sale. Are you having trouble remembering your dreams? Tune into Yard Sale on Sundays at 1 p.m. for a dreamy mix of new age, folk, and dream pop, and maybe something will click. Only on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And I was listening to that show today. What do we got next? This is the newest from Will Schiff. He's in Okkervil River, and this is In the Thick of It.
But my soul this home, keeping this home together. Despite your appetite to lie, no matter how long we suffer, still can't keep it off my mind. Keeping this home together.
Everyone, that actually wraps up our show. That was the Pillow Queens with Suffer. Before that, Granddaddy with Water Cooler, and In the Think of It with Will Sheff. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed the show. I will not be back next week. Actually, I'm going to go to the St. Vincent show, so I think I'll just play this broadcast again, unless I can get somebody to volunteer and fill in for me. But I hope you enjoyed the show. Tune in next week. And stick around for Courts in Session with Eric. And he'll be playing some Southern rock for you and other types of rock music. Everybody, have a great week. Bye.
WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Ebony Spectrum and In Black America.
So last week... I don't know when y'all gonna watch this. Tiff is mad at me. Just recently.
Yes. You said it right last week.
Okay, I can say that. But it really was last week. So Tiff is gonna be like, say last month.
No, last week.
Recently, Al Sharpton met with the Target CEO. Mm-hmm. He put up a post with him in the picture with the Target CEO, Franklin Richardson, who's his board chair, and one of his advisors. And people were relentless. They went off on him. How dare you do this? Blah, 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 blah. Jamal Bryan later shared that he was in that meeting, actually. But people, including me, mm-hmm. were upset that Jamal wasn't there, but Jamal was there. And so I'm bringing this up as an example of something. Reverend Al's tactics are different. His tactics are, when I'm doing something, I'm going to tell you all because I want, in his mind, I want to be accountable to the people so that you know what I've done. That is a tactic. There are civil rights leaders, including Reverend Jackson, who embrace that tactic. There are others who think that if you advertise what you've done,
it's an endorsement.
It's an endorsement, or it says that now, don't worry, y'all, I got it, we're good. Yeah. And that's an approach, right? And there's broad disagreement on which way is right or wrong. Either one could be right or wrong.
I was going to ask, do you have an opinion on which one is right or wrong?
I think the thing that I would, and I feel bad because I have not talked to him about this, I would invite him into considering everything not needing to be in the press,
mm-hmm.
especially when the deal is not struck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that my approach is right. I think that there are people who see that and they get energized by him posting, like, oh, look, we won a battle, so now maybe we can win the war.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. But I also think that our tactics have to be more sophisticated. Like, there are young business leaders that I would invite into those conversations because they talk to those leaders at those corporations in ways that I don't.
Right.
I think that maybe there shouldn't be one at the table, or just two, because there were four, but like have different types of people at the
yes,
table for those
100%.
Meetings. Anyway.
Well, I had a challenge, I'll say.
Yeah.
Because it looked like a win for Target. Like, you got this picture, you got to go promote it. I will say this about Rev. He invited me to join him on his radio show weekly, where we would talk politics and help me build a following. During my time at MSNBC, I think he tried to be helpful while I was there.